A massive turnout. A massive turnout. They come in their hundreds, they come in their droves from all corners of the country, as the man says. They were more than satisfied, and the elderly people is more than satisfied, the victims that are sitting there, to see the crowd and see the support that they have from the people of Donegal, Tyrone and Derry and further afield.
And it shows a strong feeling here in relation to these cross-border break-ins.
This is local knowledge. And I mean, the elderly people getting guns put to their head and stuff like that, it's not on. And the people come out last night, they support them, and they're hundreds. The resort centre in Manor Cunningham couldn't hold them all. They had to turn and go home sometime, you know.
Now, the Justice Minister has said in the past that Donegal isn't a special case despite these cross-border break-ins. What message now does it send to him?
Well, let him come to Donegal. Let him come round with me and visit those people that has been harassed in their own homes, that has their lives taken away from them in their own homes. And let him decide for himself. This is a forgotten county. Donegal is a forgotten county, and we have to shout this from the rooftops to get it to Enda Kenny, to whoever. There has to be something done about it. This is a special need county at the minute. There's a crisis, there's a blight over our county, and we need to stamp it out.
And this meeting last night sends out a clear message that this county does need more Gardaí.
We need the resources. And listen, it's time to forget about playing tig and funner and playing snap. It's time to get the people, the army, on the beat on our streets if they haven't enough Gardaí. I'm calling for Enda Kenny to get the army out. Listen, them guys would be gladly, those guys in the army would gladly go out and police our elderly people in rural Donegal and further afield.